Dean Richards joins us with entertainment headlines and some Beatle movie news. Dean?
Yeah, I knew this was going to be your favorite story of the bunch this morning. You know, they're making these movies. It's going to be a set of four movies coming out in April of 2028. Each of the movies will focus on one of the Beatles. So one for John, one for Paul, one for George, one for Ringo. And they have announced who will be playing who a couple of months ago, something like that. Paul Mescal is going to be playing Paul. Barry Koenig is going to be playing Ringo. Joseph Quinn, George Harrison, Harris Dickinson, John Lennon. But the news this morning is that a four-time Oscar nominee has been chosen to play Paul McCartney's first wife, Linda McCartney. And that is the actress Saoirse Ronan, who's been in all kinds of great movies. Phenomenal Irish actress. She joins the cast of what is going to be a spectacular set of movies coming out. If you can wait a few years for them.
It's going to be that long?
The April 2028 is when they say these are going to be coming out. Bob's already standing in line for his tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
Bob can't wait for this.
Yeah. I know, no more fan mail. Taylor Swift fans lined up for her latest product, and she's broken another record, hasn't she?
Yeah, not a surprise that she has. The album came out officially Friday. So it's been out for less than a week and already has broken a pretty big record set by Adele with her album 2025. The Taylor Swift album Life of a Showgirl has now sold 3.5 million copies in less than a week. That's a combination of physical album sales, digital sales, and also streams. Adele still holds the record for just streams if you take all the physical stuff away. Interestingly, Life of a Showgirl also broke the record for the most vinyl albums sold in a week.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
The Swifties are out there buying vinyl.
Yeah.
1.2 million copies sold. It breaks another record that was held by Taylor for her album, Tortured Poets Department.
Dolly Parton is okay, we learned yesterday, and she posted a video to prove it, didn't she?
Yeah, we had been reporting because Dolly Parton's sister came out and said, Dolly Parton needs your prayers, so it made it sound like she was in very grave condition. Over the weekend, her sister came back and said, I didn't mean to make it sound so serious. Dolly is not in grave condition, but yesterday Dolly herself released a video on Instagram, a two-minute video. Here's a little bit of what she said.
I love Dolly.
Yeah, that was that's on her Instagram account if you want to see the full video. But she said that she is working a little bit right now. She's shooting some commercials for the Grand Ole Opry. She appreciates everyone's concern and their prayers because she said that she is a person of faith. But she looks great in the Instagram video. You'd never know anything was wrong.
How is Gene Simmons doing today?
He's doing okay. He was in a car accident in Malibu. He was driving and lost consciousness while he was driving his car. His vehicle veered across several lanes of traffic, slammed into another parked car. His wife said that he was dehydrated because he had started taking a new medication. Fortunately, neither he nor anyone else was injured in all this. He was taken to a hospital just to be checked out, but he's since been released, so he is A-okay.
Dean, what's up with Jared Leto?
Well, let's see. He's got a brand new movie that is going to be coming out tomorrow. It's a new movie that is an old franchise. I remember back in the early 80s when the movie Tron came out, how mind-blowing it was because it took us inside the digital world. It starred Jeff Bridges, of course. And there was a follow-up to that about 10 years later. And now there is a new Tron movie called Tron Ares, in which Jared Leto plays an AI creation who is unleashed in the real world. The whole concept, to me, is fascinating because when we went to see this original Tron movie in 1982, it just was complete sci-fi. Nobody thought, you know, that there could be anything real like this. And now AI is very much alive and well. And what you're watching up on the screen with this movie very well is or could be happening at any time now in real life. And when I talked with Jared Leto and the director of this film, a Norwegian director, Joachim Rønning, they talked about the whole legacy of Tron, the franchise, but also this fantasy that has now become reality.
Jared, that had to be part of the attraction for you, was it?
Absolutely. When I went to see the first film when I was 12 years old, it was when computers and video games were exploding. You know, it was all the rage. And I think what's fascinating about this film is the technology conversation that's happening is exactly what's being discussed in the film. So there's a lot to talk about. And I hope people go see the movie and then they have a conversation about it. So because it is really timely.
Joachim, what is the attraction to this whole Tron legacy now after 40 years?
I think in many ways, the first Tron in early 80s and even Kosinski's Tron, like they're in many ways, they are cinematic masterpieces. And they set the bar incredibly high, and I put the pressure on myself, on everybody else, to like, how can we take it to the next level?
And it's beautiful. Visually, it's stunning. Working with all the effects, the music, Nine Inch Nails blew my mind in this, and really makes it adds a lot to the movie. And I loved your obsession with 80s music, your character's obsession with 80s music and Depeche Mode. How much of that is really you?
I love Depeche Mode.
Yeah. I mean, are you a child of the 80s? That must be the music you grew up
with. Yeah, Depeche Mode, The Cure, I mean, that whole era, I love those bands, and I still love them. They're still making great music to this day. So it was fun to have them referenced in the film.
What was it like when you got to do the scene with Jeff Bridges?
Oh, you know, bucket list.
You looked like you might have been giddy.
I was giddy for sure, and I still am. Every time I get to spend time with Jeff, it's a beautiful thing. I feel really lucky. He's just incredible. He's everything you think he is. He's a really good person. And I just really love spending time with him. You know, it's hard to think of a Tron movie without Jeff Bridges. And when he walks on the set, it's like the Pope or Elvis is, you know, in the building.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun seeing stars being starstruck.
Yeah.
When they were on the red carpet for the world premiere, you could just tell the adoration that Jared Leto had for Jeff Bridges. He is in the new movie. It opens tomorrow in theaters, and I will tell you what I think of it all at that time.
Finally, big concert news this morning about Rush, huh?
Yeah, actually a couple of big concert notices with the group Rush. They were scheduled to play in Chicago next summer anyway. Now they have added two more dates to their visit here. They're going to be at the United Center now, July 16th, 18th, 20th, and 22nd. I love that we're already talking about summer concerts for next year already. This is the band's first tour in more than a decade, and it's also their first since their longtime drummer died of cancer in the year of 2020. Tickets for these additional shows are going to go on sale on October 17th, so you got to wait a few days for that. But also, if you're a fan of comedy, there were already two shows scheduled for Ronnie Chang and Hasan Minhaj, both of veterans from The Daily Show. On The Daily Show, they kind of developed this on-camera rivalry, hate for each other, you know, just beating up on each other. And they've taken it to the stage around the country. They had two shows lined up here at the Auditorium Theater. Those sold like crazy. So now they have added a third night, which a third performance, rather, which will be November the 8th. And tickets for that will go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock.
Young Haley from our staff, very excited about Rush. Haley, are you going to go see all four shows now? Yeah, Dean, she volunteers to be the on-the-scene reporter.
Yeah, the correspondent.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep her in mind.
Was she even
that.
Born when they were, you know, putting no sugar on, pour some sugar on me? Kind of, oh, no. I'm thinking of a different group. Never mind.
Haley will straighten
old man
Dean
error.
Out later.
Old, yeah. Old man error. You know who I'm thinking of? Def Leppard, who's playing in Chicago this weekend. I was working on something for that, so I've got my metal bands mixed up.
Yeah, well,
just put Grandpa in the corner and leave him alone.
A lot of entertainment clutter in Dean's brain.
That's very
true. Thank you very much.